Okay, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the dubious goals committee always begins. Somebody just walked into the room and stepped over my legs and is continuing on into the bathroom. All right, so yeah, 1930 dubious goals committee. My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman. Our sergeant at arms is my cat, who was nowhere to be seen. Of course, until I started talking, and then of course she walks in. But no, we do not have to do any kitty business today, apparently. So yeah, alright, what are we doing? What's happening? I'm sitting here on my floor, looking at my TV, which is tuned to Turner Classic Movies, which is currently showing me some kind of short about dogs getting married. And yeah, this is before animal abuse was a thing, because they're showing these dogs walking on their hind legs. And these dogs have not been trained to walk on their hind legs. You can tell that they're being held up. It's very obvious because they're leaning so far forward. And then when the lighting gets just right, you can suddenly see the wires that are holding up the animals by their necks. So, yeah. So this is a thing that's happening. Don't think I can watch this anymore. We're going to flip over to the Weather Channel to see what they're going to tell us today. Because it actually rained yesterday. Yesterday, in all that heat... Wait. Yeah, so anyway, yesterday in all that heat, suddenly around 5 or 6 p.m. it started raining. And we got some other action going on in here. Are we going to get some kitty noises today? I don't know. So yeah, so it rained a little bit yesterday. Last night, kind of. Here we go. Here's the noises we've been looking for. There's a sound we haven't had on the Dubious Goals Committee for a while. Yeah, that means we're in for an exciting day, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, so anyway, it rained, but it didn't really rain all that much. It came down hard for like 5 minutes, and then it was just sort of drizzly. And I kind of wanted to go out and look for mushrooms, but it's really sunny. How did it get so sunny? And it's kind of hot. It's about 85 degrees. And the Weather Channel is telling me that it might rain a little bit more. But it's not raining now. And they're also telling me that it's going to be rainy this week. Okay, that would be nice. But unfortunately, yeah, we're not going outside today. Okay, see you later. And there goes Peppa running out of the room. Oh, super excited. Oh, we just did some kitty poops. Oh, isn't that exciting? Yeah, we gotta run around now and celebrate. So, yeah, we got more rain coming, I can tell, because of my sinuses doing that thing. And I want them to show me a map. Show me the radar. Tell me when the rain is coming. Eh, who cares? So, anyway, I think I'm gonna drink a little tea. Oh, and it's so good. Mm-hmm. Just delicious. Oh, boy. In other news... Yeah, don't even know if I want to get started on this subject. In other news... Oh, the ice crisis continues, kids. Let's head upstairs. All right, so regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will know that I've been having all kinds of problems with my ice maker. And this is a pretty significant thing to happen in my life because I do need ice. I do require ice on a regular basis. Let's head up into the kitchen. All right, so actually this all started about 2 days ago when I looked into my freezer when I was getting some ice for my tea. And I noticed, oh, geez, it looks like there's some kind of ice buildup happening back there in the back of the ice tray. And when I say ice buildup, I mean water is dripping from somewhere. And it's dripping into the ice tray and building up, and we're getting, let's see, stalagmites. We're getting an ice stalagmite. And that's not good. And I thought, okay, well, that's weird, huh? And then I was doing the same thing yesterday, and I noticed that the stalagmite had grown, and there was all kinds of other problems, and I thought, uh-oh, there's no way around this now. So, I had to take the big old ice tray thing out, and then once I did that, I saw, oh yeah, there's been water leaking down the back of this thing. There's glaciers and stuff back here. Oh, God. And so I... Oh, great. Hi, what is it? What does a baby want? I gave you water this morning. You want some more kitty water? Well, geez, you kind of drank a lot of it in the last 40 minutes or however long I've been up. Yes, you're a good baby. Babies! Right, so we'll put the kitty cup on the floor. Oh, there's some yummy kitty water for you. Oh, yeah, it's so delicious. So I took the ice tray out. And, yeah, not only was there, like, stalactites and stuff in the back of the freezer, some of the water had dripped into the actual ice tray, cementing all the ice cubes together. So now it's just this huge block of ice. What is it, kitty kitties? Yeah, hi, you're yanging it up over here by the door, huh? Well, yeah, can't... Ooh, it's getting hotter. It's already 88 degrees. It's just gonna get hot and yucky out there, so we're not going outside, okay? Now, bororo to you, too. You're such a funny baby. Yeah, it doesn't matter how many times you rub your head up against the door, we still can't go outside because it's too hot.
It's too hot for babies.
All right, so... Like I said, I took the ice tray out and I salvaged as much ice as possible. Got some little Tupperware or whatever, plastic things, and I filled them up with the ice. Put them in the freezer, got the hot water going, melted the icebergs and stuff in the ice tray and got the whole ice tray dealt with. So then I went downstairs, grabbed my heat gun, and started blasting heat at the back of the freezer and stuff, removing all the icebergs and stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And what a pain that was. But I managed to do it. Then I started looking at the ice mechanism itself. And you know what? Speaking of which, we're good. How many ice cubes we got in here now? There's about a dozen. And now I'm dropping some of the precious ice. That's not good. So, anywho, I started looking at the ice mechanism thingy and stuff, and, you know, there's this tube, there's this half tube, this semi-tube that, it's more like a gutter or a trough, right? It's half a tube, where the water comes from the back of the freezer into the ice-making thing, and I'm looking at this thing and I'm noticing, oh, this is frozen solid. It's just ice from the back of the thing into the... I see what the problem is. But I can't see where the water goes into the actual ice machine because it's in the back, right? So I thought, do I need to see this? How am I going to see this? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'll get a mirror and I'll hold a mirror back there. And then I thought, wait, no, I don't have any good mirrors. Oh, the only mirrors I have are those cheap plastic ones that are really scratched up. And some glass ones that do not have treated edges. So I can't hold a mirror back there. I'm going to slice my fingers open. And then your boy got smart. That's right. Once again, I had some kind of brilliant idea. Don't know what kind. But I thought, oh, camera. I could just take some pictures. So I get my camera. Put it in macro mode, hold it back in the back of the freezer pointing towards the back of the ice machine, and I take a bunch of pictures at different angles and stuff. So then I take my pictures to the computer, start looking at all the ice. It's just, you know, it's this whiteness, right? And I'm looking at it, I'm not seeing any problems or any weirdness, and so I test a couple of other things and blah blah blah, and I'm like, all right, fine. So I get back in there with my heat gun, and I melt the ice in the little tube enough that I can then pull the chunks of ice out, and I have to melt some other things, and then there's this thing in the back, and I can see there's a chunk of ice in there still, so I'm pointing the heat gun back in there. And I can tell that I'm starting to melt the plastic just a little bit. And so I'm like, yeah, this isn't really working out that great. No, 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 no. So the long and the short of it is, after spending an hour messing with this, and then I let it sit for a while to let it reset, I turn it all back on, and after a while I can hear it making ice again, and I let it run overnight. And the weird thing about this is it only makes like 2 ice cubes at a time, when it should be making like 10. So there's something that's still messed up all about this, but I don't know what it is. I gotta figure out how to take this part out of the freezer so I can work on it. Do I have to move the refrigerator, take off the shell, and go in from the outside? No, you wouldn't think so, but nothing else makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. And it's not like they build these refrigerators to be user serviceable. Okay. Oh no. All right, no, we're good. Sirens just went off. The tornado sirens are going off right now. But that wigged me out there for a second. But no. Yeah. This is tornado siren testing day. Oh, good tea. So I don't know what I'm going to do about my ice maker, but yeah, that's still a battle. Alright, now on the Weather Channel, they were showing me radar, but it was for the south, but I could still sort of see Nebraska. Looked like we're going to get something today. What does it all mean? Will I go outside and play in the rain today? I don't know, maybe I will. Maybe I will. Alright, I don't want to watch Weather Channel anymore. Gangs of New York is on. Motorcycle racing from Oklahoma City. What motorcycle racing would this be? Am I missing a race? No, this is this arena cross? What are we doing here? I don't even know. So I have this low-level headache, too. And this is part of the whole sinus thing. Got the weird air pressure things going on, so it's messing up my sinuses, giving me a little bit of a headache, and is just sort of mildly annoying right now, but, you know, that's about it. And as these motorcyclists go racing, I can't tell what this is. This is only 8 riders in this race. It's a very small track. Oh, I guess it's arena cross. It just isn't a competition I'm familiar with. This is some off-brand. It's a different league. And that's just great. Ooh, look what's going to be on here in about half an hour. Hellboy 2. The Golden Army. I kind of like that movie. Very eye candy. Very fun. Very fun. Oh, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for football games as usual. Where's my football? Should be on one of these channels, right? All right, yeah. So on one of these sports channels, they have a radio show. Okay, yeah. Oh, this is weird. Premier League download. Oh, they got to fill some time, don't they? Yeah, okay. All right, looks like we got a game. Oh, Jesus, not for 3 hours. Okay, that's cool. Go Netherlands. I'm hip. Oh, and here comes the kitty back into the room. Hi, baby. Where are you going? Going over into the bathroom? Yeah, that'll be fun. And there's some food and water in there for you. Oh, so yummy. Because kitties. Kitties are so nice. Oh. Man, I got this one thing. It's in my other shoulder. But it's not the same thing. It's... You know, I think I just slept funny on my neck or something. Oh, well. It happens. That's pretty typical. That's our little Tobster. Getting injured while sleeping. One of my truly signature moves. I'm telling you. I gotta check one more... Oh, okay, yeah, no, this is a repeat. I gotta check one more football channel, and yes, there is a game on, but this is a repeat from last week, so I don't need to watch it. And then horse racing is on later today. I'm not gonna watch any horse racing. Oh, and that's what's up in the Tobe Zone. Oh, I just remembered something that we have to do. That means I gotta get up here. All right, we're going to go outside, but just for a minute or two, so hopefully we won't be in any real danger, but first we need to run downstairs in the basement, and we need to grab a paintbrush. That one right there. This one will work. It'll get a kitty fluff on it. We'll take the kitty fluff off and head back upstairs. Okay, the other day, a couple days ago, I was doing a little bleaching. I was bleaching some stuff, and I have some leftover water with bleach in it up here in this jar right here that we are going to grab. And we are going to go outside, and we are going to paint on my concrete with water. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that as a child, at the age of 3 or 4, or even younger, I liked to paint with water. I would go outside in the summer with a little bucket full of water and a paintbrush, and I would paint my name and stuff on the concrete. Well, that's what we're going to do today, except I got a little bit of bleach water, and my patio in my backyard is a little weird and dirty, and it's got these dark spots. And I thought, you know, maybe a little bleach water would clear that up. But I don't care. Where am I going to put this? I'm running out of hands. I need to close the door. Closing the door, opening the garage door, and we're heading outside. So I thought, oh, it might be fun to paint with my bleachy water in the dark spots of my patio. And so that's what we're doing. Walking around the side of my house. Yeah, it's not as hot as it was yesterday or the day before, but it's still pretty warm. Got some mud back here. Yeah, and it's still early enough that if we stand right over here, we're going to be in the shade. Nice. All right, we're on the old patio here. And where was I looking? Yeah, okay, so I want to be able to see this as I look out my kitchen window. So we're just going to go right here.
Right here is a good spot. Put the jar down here. Oh, the brush is too wide to go in the jar. That's fine. We'll just stuff it in there. This is one of those like foam rubber brushes. And it doesn't really work that good. Maybe we should have gotten one of those fiber brushes instead. I'm trying to write my name. I got part of the T going here. Alright. This isn't the greatest technique ever. This is a strange way to do vandalism, he says, as if he's some sort of expert. But obviously I'm not, because vandalism is a crime, and we cannot advocate the cool crime of vandalism here on the Dubious Goals Committee, because that would be wrong. I got the O done. I got T-O. And now I'm working on the up and downy part of the B. I'm having to make multiple strokes because I can't load the brush up with a whole hell of a lot of water all at once. So doing this in multiple passes. Do 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 do. And okay, here we go. Tobe. Looks nice. I like it. And how about we do something over here in this dark spot? We can, we're not going to be able to write anything, so no cool messages. We don't have the definition to make any cool symbols or anything. Maybe we'll just, I don't know, try Tobe, but we're going to this time do it with the thin edge of the brush. So I'm writing my name again. I don't think I'm going to be able to see this from inside my house. Yeah, maybe kind of. Who knows? But anybody who comes back here will say, what the hell's going on? Why is this concrete all bleached out and weird or whatever? We must have some kind of creative vandal. That's right. I'm vandalizing my own property. That's dedication, kids. If you're wondering, do I really have what it takes to be a vandal? Well, I don't know. Do you have, you know, no problem vandalizing your own property? Then maybe you do. Maybe you have what it takes. Now I'm just sitting here making funny little marks on the concrete in various places. The dirt that the brush is picking up is starting to make the water very cloudy. Whee, whee. So you know what we're going to do at this point? We're just going to sort of clean the brush off. And I'm starting to get in the sun. So now what we're going to do is just sort of, wait, I don't want it to splash on me, because then I'll just get splashy bleach on me and potentially bleach out my clothing. I was going to just throw the water and let it splash. Huh, maybe I shouldn't do that. I'm going to take this rectangle over here. There used to be a welcome mat or something sitting here. That mat that's in front of my back door was over here for a while when they were painting. So I'm going to turn this into a TV. There's a little rectangle here. I'm just going to paint a couple of rabbit ear style antennas. Then I'm going to write TV. TV, because I love TV so much. Because TV is where I watch my football and my F1 races and all the other cool stuff that it is that I do watching TV. Weep, weep. I'm just painting random designs again. We've got about half of the water gone. And, yeah, some of this stuff is drying and I'm starting to see a little bit of bleaching effect. So I'm going to come over here to this concrete that isn't all dirty. And I'm just going to do another tobe right here. Lots of water. Get lots of bleachiness on the concrete here. Ooh, and if I use the brush like this, it's like a calligraphy brush. Now it looks like I'm writing something cool. Like in Japanese or Chinese or something. Bleep. All right, and I'm starting to feel the heat. So we're going to be going back inside here any second. In fact, now seems like a good idea. And maybe we will throw in some water. Get some little splash action over here. Zip. Okay, that'll be cool. If that does any bleaching action, that'll make a neat pattern right there. Pour the rest of the water out. There's little drips. Whew. Time to get out of the heat. My yucca tried to grab me. Whew, it's a little bit warm out here. Oh, and while we're out here, we might as well check the old mailbox. Anything in here? Yeah, we got a couple things. One is garbage. The other is also apparently garbage, but it says free Walmart gift certificate. Yeah, well, I don't think so. Into the recycle bin they go. Close the garage door. Walk back into the house. Oh, it's nice and cool. Oh, and there's my kitty sitting on the bathroom floor. Hi, babies. I went outside. Yeah, it's really hot. Oh, you want to come over here and smell my stinky feet? Yeah, you're a good baby. You're a good baby. Oh, now the cat's trying to walk between my legs as I'm walking. It's a good trick until you get stepped on. All right, so anyway, what am I going to do with this? Let's just put this in the sink for right now. We'll rinse my hand off because I got bleach water on it. That's good. All right, so I'm looking out my window, and yeah, I can see where I wrote my name. I can see my TV. Everything's still wet. We'll let that dry. I can see some bleaching action happen, but I don't know how far that's going to go. And we can check that tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow during the show to go check that out, and we'll see what's up. All right, so back down to the TV room here. Oh, all right, so we're having a fun experimental day making art on the patio and otherwise having a good time. And I need this after this constant battle with my ice maker. The whole ice thing is really starting to get on my nerves. And speaking of ice, I think I need to have a little iced tea to cool down after our little outdoor adventure there. Oh, yeah. I do love drinking tea. And I'm going to have to get some more. I'll do that in a minute, right after I tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Painting with Water Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I got some other stuff I need to do, so tune in tomorrow. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.